I just didn't see him screaming at people during a challenge. I was surprised about that part.
Yeah, I think Jeff was taken aback. Jeff was like, I don't need to go in because Bonnie already did that.
Yeah, because Jeff be sometimes I'm like, I myself I'm like, shut up, Jeff. Like,
when she's like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bye moment of
chaotic bye moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
With Black Bi Daddy.
And those who love us. Hello. This is Black Bi Reality, a place for Black Bi Baddies and those who love us. I am Nicole Weaver, an entertainment reporter, currently writing for Collider about reality television. And I am here today with Janelle Michaud, who is doing exit press for BB Can. So very excited about that. But today we're going to be talking about Survivor 46, episode 2. Hi, Janelle.
Hi. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I am thrown for a loop after this episode because I just knew I was going to be rooting for the Purple Tribe. Like, I just knew I was going to. Tiffany is like a big pull for me. But then after the first episode, I just knew they were going to be going through it for a while.
Yeah, that's the way it's looking. I'm super excited to talk about this episode with you. I haven't gotten to podcast about Survivor as much as I wish, so I'm excited to get into this.
Yes. What were your thoughts just in general about the first episode?
The premiere?
It was
good. There was a lot of characters that really, really interest me. I'm loving Soda. Like, her energy, just the way she communicates, how she plays the game. She's super, super passionate. Absolutely love her. And Tevin, I'm surprised I like him as much as I do. A little bit reminds me of Bryce, a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm loving him. Absolutely loving Tiffany. I do like Q also on that tribe as well. I am liking Kenzie on that tribe. Green, nobody really sticking out to me in green, but like orange and purple are my people, or where I connect with the most people. So I thought the premiere was great, one of my favorite premieres of the new era. So I think the season is off to a good start, at least for me.
Yes, I agree. In the top of this, we pick up with Yanu, which is not surprising because they were the ones who had to come back from tribal. Bonu, he is meditating at the beginning of this, but he makes it clear that he's paranoid and nervous.
Yeah.
I thought he was in a good position.
Yeah, his energy, I don't know if I could work with that. Like, he's not. I appreciate his passion and that he cares about things, but he's just all up, down, left, right, back, forth, everywhere. Yes. So I'm not so sure about him that I would place my life in the game in his hands with anything, you know? He makes me nervous. I like his passion, but he makes me nervous.
Yeah. He feels like the best person to be around if he's having a good day, not so much if it's a bad situation.
Yeah.
He asks Kenzie that he's worried. What does he need to do? He doesn't have confidence. Kenzie says that he's not a good liar, so that could be a liability. Boy, does that pay off in the end.
Yep. Absolutely does pay off. I agree with her. Everything, and I think like in this moment when she was talking to him and then eventually talking to Jess, she was just putting out a little bit of feelers. I don't think she was ever gonna go that way, at least from my perspective.
Yeah, but it's also a risk. It's also a risk even doing it, as we see. Q, on the other hand, he sees Kenzie for what she is. She's a social butterfly. He's like, she's gonna be jealous of my relationship with Tiffany, and then she's gonna cut me. Like, he's already so ahead, but can we really blame him?
No, I don't blame him, but I would worry about that if we ever got to merge. Like, I would need to try to march forward with some people and worry about that later, because you have to get there. Like, there's no sense in worrying about the merge if you can't even get your people to the merge. She can be a liability, but if she feels secure with you, I think that her social butterfly-ness could help them. I don't know. That's how I feel like I would look at it here. These stupid small tribes make it really, really hard on these people. It's valid thoughts by him, but he needs to hold on a little bit, in my opinion.
Yeah. All right. So Yanu also doesn't have fire, so they don't have much food. They are struggling. But Nami is having the opposite experience. Nami is singing songs. They're so proud of themselves. They were the ones who had a big lead. So, yeah, things are going good. Tevin, though, is like the head honcho over there. If you're not good with Tevin,
you're not good with anybody. And Venus has really picked, and I agree with her, she has really picked up on the fact that he's the head honcho and he has connections everywhere. So I agree with her. I would be worried about him, too, and I would be unfortunately groveling at his feet so that I could maybe survive, especially seeing how Venus is on the outs.
Yeah, I'm just like, is there nothing that you can relate to Tevin on? Like, you just need to find that little thing. But yeah, Soda is also trying, but Soda's smart. Soda is like, I am not going to stick out my neck for you. You're going to have to figure your way out of this. So
yeah, I like that from Soda, because she was able to recognize Venus's position and how her attachment to Venus could potentially hurt her. I'm loving Soda. I need her to stick around. She's like my favorite so far, and I'm liking what I'm seeing from her. Maybe not snatching the idol. I guess we'll see that later, but
look. There are some things to talk about when it comes to Soda in this episode.
Yeah.
She runs hot. But yes, I also think that she is doing well. Honestly, I'm still saying that she still gives Marianne. Like, Marianne rubbed her tribe the wrong way at different points as well, specifically Jonathan. She was able to overcome it. But it's like, when you're a big personality, that kind of comes with it too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. On Siga, Siga's also doing pretty well. This green tribe. Ben has an emotional moment making fire for the first time, and he ends up crying.
Yeah. Okay. I guess he's proud of his achievement.
Yes.
That would be my response, but he's just proud of his achievement, and it made him emotional, I guess.
Yeah. He talked about he was a very active child. He had a stutter. He ended up learning guitar. And I don't know if that he said it was part of, like, overcome being bullied, because I think, guitar, you instantly become a little cooler. But that's what it kind of felt like to me.
Yeah, it was a way to get socially integrated. Like, he used that as a way to get himself in with other people. Pretty creative.
Yeah. I think the dynamics on this tribe are so much more interesting than the others. So, Maria, I guess... I was trying to understand the conversation that the men were having about Maria's extra vote. Are they still trying to figure out if she has it or what?
I don't know, because one of them did say something that was a little bit weird, because she definitely has it. There's no question.
Yeah.
She flat out told them that they had it. But I think it was Tim maybe saying if she has it, or something along those lines, that make it seem like they're not sure, but maybe they're not believing her. Maybe they think that, you know, they're questioning whether or not she told the truth when she came back from her trip.
And that's fair. I also was like, okay, are they going to try and flush this extra vote? But either way, there's talk about Maria's extra vote. Charlie, apparently, he's in the middle of this tribe. The guys want to work with him. Then there's Charlie's angels. And on top of that, apparently him and Maria are like this.
Yes. I was like, that's not something I expected in this tribe, a Denise and Malcolm 2.0. Never expected that to happen. And I never expected like that pair to potentially be the deciding factor on which side the Charlie's Angels or the guys march forward. I think Maria's going to lean towards the ladies naturally, but it seems like Charlie's thinking about the fact that if I go with them, I'm absolutely at the bottom.
Yes.
And it might not be so the other way. So I'm interested to see how that works out. But the dynamics I did not expect with these people.
No. Okay. Can you give us a brief refresher on who Malcolm and Denise of Survivor Philippines are? Because to be honest, I'm a new Survivor fan.
Oh, okay. Yes. Denise won her season, as most people know, and they were just an unlikely pair. Malcolm was a young man. Denise was older mom type of situation. And they got together and formed an alliance and pretty much rode it to the end until Denise cut him. So just the reason why they're calling themselves that is because she's an older mom figure. He's a younger man. And it's like them 2.0. And they went far. Like, it worked out for them.
Yeah. Nice. We'll see how far this goes. Meanwhile, over back on Nami, Venus is looking for that idol.
Hard.
Yeah. She knows that she's in danger. On top of that, now Random, these first two episodes, and Random, he's always saying something like out of pocket or wild.
So what to think about Random? Yes.
Yeah.
I think he's feeling on the outs, but him leaning into something with Venus, I didn't see coming. Just last week, he was calling her Parvati 2.0.
Exactly. So I'm like, what is happening here?
It must be the fact that she's on the bottom and he's not necessarily feeling like he's at the top of anything. So you need somebody to, and if you have an advantage that you can manipulate, which stupid to tell her, but manipulate with somebody else, you know, that's better than manipulating it on your own, I guess. I don't know. He's a question mark for me.
A whole question mark. But he's trying to build trust. I mean, that's one thing. If he didn't tell anyone else but her, that's a huge move. Mm-hmm. It's also funny looking at them in this because, like I said in the first episode, Nami gives camp energy.
Mm-hmm.
And Venus seemed like the popular girl who never went to that theater camp. But now it's like, now that Random is also at the bottom looking at the other campers, I'm like, so basically your muscle, wanting your muscle is also on the outs? This is weird. It's a weird dynamic.
Yeah, it really is. And I don't even know who Soda Hunter Tevin would like to work with out of the other three. They seem to have qualms with, well, not really Random, qualms at least with Liz and Venus.
Yeah. I have no clue. I'm curious about the Hunter of it all, because I don't know if you heard in the teaser, someone says something of like, I know the real Hunter or something. It's like, what?
I didn't even watch it. I came to be ready for this and missed the preview, so I didn't even see it. I'm not sure about Hunter. He's playing a little submissively.
Okay.
You know, towards the bigger players, towards the bigger personalities that he's recognizing. But I don't know if it's going to stay like that. Or that could be a lot of fluff in those confessionals. I guess we're going to see. But I'm not sure about him either. I don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Reminds me of that. What's that kid last that got Jake? Personality's like real laid back, I'll do what you tell me, at least at this point.
Yes. Yeah. We'll see. Back on to Jess is trying with the other. She knows she's at the bottom. She's like, look, I'm going to try socially. She's teaching people Chinese. Freaking Q brings up Rushmore. Yo.
Said that, I lost it. I was like, oh my god.
I was like, oh no.
I hope a lot of people knew that reference, because I immediately lost it when he said that. I was like, oh my gosh. But yeah, Jess, You don't know. She reminds me of Christina from One World. I assume you didn't see that season. She's very similar to Christina from One World.
Okay.
Very, like, I don't know what she's thinking. Very passive seeming. Mm-hmm. Not aggressive at all. I agree that she's a little awkward, but I like awkward people. They make it interesting. They make it fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jess. She's just struggling socially, and I don't exactly know why, but she's a little different, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she talks about Ori struggling because she has ADHD in the first episode, and then on top of that, like, she's hungry. Like, I think she made it very clear just in the first episode she was Ori struggling to survive. And so, yeah, she's eating ants. That's where she's at right now.
Yeah, I hate that they don't give them any food. I don't want Survivor to watch people starve. I don't know when. Yeah. What season did you start watching?
That's a good question. A little bit before Winners at War.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I hate the fact that they don't give them rice anymore. They're giving them these huge challenges where they have to expend all this energy and they don't have anything in them. Like, can you, like, when they're slow or they can't keep, can you blame them? There's nothing in the tank. So I don't know what it would be like to starve like that. I don't know how I would function like that. So I give a little bit of grace for that, but
absolutely. I would not do well whatsoever. All right. So back over on Sega. This is, I don't know if you know this, but over at Black by Reality, I ask, like, what's our chaotic bi moment of the episode, whether it's something that someone did or just us reacting. My chaotic bi moment was when we were on Sega and it was, no, it wasn't Sega, actually. My bad. We're on Nami, because we could talk all day about how there's a few people who feel like the same character. Liz is like, oh, you know, I don't know if I will get married again. I need to find a man who is secure with a woman making a lot of money. And this is my chaotic bi moment, because I think, because I was confusing her with Mo on Sega, one of them is gay. One of them
is not gay. Liz.
And the fact that Liz here has a rainbow, but she said a man, I was like, a man?
Oh, so you were just like shocked. Like, what is this?
Yes.
She said she had a daughter. That doesn't mean anything, but like, yeah.
No, I was like, for sure this is a gay. Like, she fits right next to Tevin right here. And no, she's a straight woman. So that's my chaotic bi.
So Mariah, I didn't even know Mariah was LGBTQ.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Cool.
I will double check, but I'm pretty sure I already looked it up. Other than that, this is what I wrote down. Brandon was talking about Liz when he made the stillborn comment.
Okay.
Yes. That's when he starts trying to work with Venus. Let's talk about this challenge.
That challenge was brutal. Yes. I liked it, though. This is one of the ones I really, really liked. Like, yellow is killing it. I'm sorry. I call them by the color. Orange, rather. Orange is killing it each and every single week. They were way ahead of everybody, got to the thing first.
I know.
And then the puzzle, the great equalizer in Survivor. I liked each and every element. I didn't notice Jess sucking as much as they thought she did, at least through the first half of the challenge.
Yeah. Okay, so in this challenge, basically, they have to get their parts for a cart, assemble the cart. You have to go through a maze, but they're sandbags, so they have to move the sandbags. They had to dig out the trunks for these pieces, load up the cart, and then move it. I noticed Jess was walking ahead of the cart at some point. while other people were pushing it. And I was like, Jess, this is a good look. It'll be fine if you win. But if you don't win, that's going to be a big problem. And sure enough. And yeah, I know at the end, because of the teaser last week, I was like, okay, Jess drops pieces. But I was looking and I was like, everyone's dropping pieces, quite honestly.
Yeah. I felt so bad for Orange when they got it and then they didn't have it. I was like, oh. And then I did not realize that the puzzle was two-sided.
Yeah, they had a...
I was like, it's two-sided too? Come on, Jeff. This is torture. Like, I thought that challenge was super, super hard, but I liked it. Like, I liked it. I liked that they were all fighting for it. They were all struggling. They dropped multiple times. Mm-hmm. And I wonder what they would do if nobody was tall enough to put it together, because the green almost had it, but I think it was Venus, could not get... she wasn't tall enough to get the piece in.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Super hard.
That's... they need to account for height. That's just, like, not right. It's not right at all.
Or they need to strategically place their people, like, you know, yes. Like, but Venus also could have struggled with holding all those pieces up while a taller person was in the end maneuvering it. We don't know. You got to be more strategic to where you place your people to be the most effective. If they're too short, you got to have them holding pieces and hopefully pray that they could do it.
Yeah. But, like, honestly, Banu seemed like he had the best strategy, because at some point his whole back was just supporting and then
everything.
He had the best piece.
Yeah.
I'm like, I kind of understand why my man's was emotional, because he put his whole body into this thing.
And he was losing it. I was surprised that, like, per his personality, I would have expected, I don't know why, I thought he would not scream at people or be able to keep it together better, and I was dead wrong. I don't know why I thought that, but I just thought his temperament is be kind, like he had splattered across his chest.
Yeah.
I just didn't see him screaming at people during a challenge. I was surprised about that part.
Yeah, I think Jeff was taken aback. Jeff was like, I don't need to go in, because Bonnie already did that.
Yeah, because Jeff be sometimes I'd be like, I myself, like, shut up, Jeff. Like, I was surprised by him in this challenge, for sure.
We do have to take a step back, though, because before they even get into the challenge, there's a few words that were exchanged that was wild. So everyone sees Jelinski's not there. They're laughing. They're gagged. Gooped. Hunter said, last name is first out. They were all judging Jelinski for going by his last name.
I don't know why that they were so surprised, though, but maybe it's because they didn't live with him.
I don't think they were actually surprised. I think they were like, I think it was just, they could already tell how confident and wrong he was, because he makes the seven in front of everyone. So that's what the impression that they have of Jelinski.
Yeah, and like, I'm sure that Maria and Tevin shared about that disaster the trip was last week. I could not believe that man caved the way he did last week. I was like, kidding me? Come on. You're probably right. They probably all had a sense of who he was from their other tribe mates spending some time with him.
So they were like, you're going to get these jokes. Someone else talked about, did you have several reasons to get Jelinski out? Q was not laughing.
I know. You didn't find it funny whatsoever. Nah. I did. But have a sense of humor, Q. Have a sense of humor. Like, it was funny.
Q is so offended. Like, the first 2 days of this game, he was like, I am here to win. I don't know what I'm surrounded by, but this is ridiculous. So, he takes it hard. And then Soda.
Yeah. Soda. I did not want her to do that or say anything. I forget, like, exactly what she said, so hopefully you have it. But I'm like, Soda, be quiet. You want the potential to work with anybody at a switch or a merge. You don't want them to have a negative perception of you. So I was like, shh.
Yep. Please. Yep. Soda was feeling herself. I don't even know what she was reacting to.
Me neither.
Maybe it was Q, because I think Q ends up saying what he wants to do, which is obviously win this challenge and shut these people up. Soda's like, oh, how's the food? And Bonnet was not having it. He started pulling out history. He's like, first of all, my people went through hunger strikes, okay? Okay. Heard of Gandhi? We're going to kill it. We're going to kill it. And Soda was like, I'm just like, now it's uncomfortable because we're talking hunger strikes.
It was such, the whole interaction was just weird. Anybody can get caught up in those interactions, but the people that I'm rooting for. I need you to be on your best behavior so that you can make it to the end for me. Please, please.
And let's be fair, you're rooting for everybody black.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I am. Absolutely. I am not sure, though, about that one guy. What is his name? Tim. I don't got a good...
I don't know nothing about Tim.
Yeah, we haven't seen a lot of Tim, but I'm still rooting.
But maybe that means he lasts very long.
Could be. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, the challenge happens. Nami, first ones to pull it out. And, you know, then Siga. Mm-hmm. And that leaves Yanu just.
I was hoping Green would lose. I was like, Green can go. I wouldn't have been upset about, like, any particular person going home. The other two, I had people I'm, like, really rooting hard for. So, yeah, I was very disappointed that Purple did not pull it out. Like, so upset. Because I didn't know. It was those three people. I don't know if it's Banu, Jess, or Kenzie. Like, I really was not sure going into this. And I feel like I never got clued into until we got to Tribal, really. But I didn't know what was going to happen, honestly.
Look, I'm proud of Jess of what she does next. I'll say that. She was like, don't count me totally out yet. But yeah, Jeff talks to this group. He talks to Bonu specifically about his reactions. And he asks Tiffany, like, her thoughts. She's like, I'm going to hold my tongue because I have nothing nice to say. And Jess was like, oh, okay. And then Jeff picking up on that is like, if he sees any glimmer of awkwardness, he's like, how can I turn this up?
Yep. He's going to zoom in and make you talk about it. I've heard a lot of alum talk about how Jeff specifically and Tribal is just like, you got to be on your P's and Q's because Jeff will point out every single little thing that he can, any little wedge, any little tension, Jeff is going to call attention to it. Jeff I'm like, gosh, Jeff, damn. Like, don't call out so much, but that's what he's there for.
Jeff is a Scorpio, okay? He is intuitive, okay? He wants to get down deep in the meetings, all of that, and talk about the uncomfortable and the dark. I have Scorpio moon.
He's so different than he used to be. He's like early Jeff. He did stuff to piss me off, like, to the opposite. There was a season, China. They surprised the people. They were at the ceremony. They didn't think it was anything a part of the show. And then they're like, oh, we're starting. And the one girl's like, I don't have a bra on. He was like, well, don't let that stop. Like, he was like, don't let that stand in your way. I hated the comment because give the girl a damn bra. Like, she was a bigger chested woman. She's going to need the support. So many times he has pissed me off in the past with comments that he's made. But this Jeff is different. I'm like, I kind of miss the old, but I kind of like some of the new things that he does. But yeah, Jeff is like a whole new beast. If you would have looked at him 20 seasons ago, so different.
Yeah. I'm going back and watching a few. I decided to go back and watch all of Cerie's seasons and stuff. So I jump around a little. Survivor's so much easier to binge than Big Brother.
There's like 13 episodes as opposed to 20 something. Yeah, I agree with you. Cerie's seasons 16, then you've seen absolutely my top favorite heroes versus villains would be number one. I'm one of those. I wish Parvati had won people. Sorry, Sandra. But yeah, I love Suri. One of my all-time favorites. Love, love, love her.
Yes. Oof. All right. After this, honestly, Yanu's not the only one who is upset after this challenge. Because look. Venus? Someone ran over Venus's toe.
And she's not having it. Yeah, she's not having it. And they ran over her toe because they refused to listen to anything that she says in her from her perspective. Yes. She came in hot.
Well, someone ran over her toe. First of all, I want to roll the clip. Let me see this moment. Let's slow it down. Let's zoom in. I want to know so I can assess on how I feel, but I just know I feel bad for her. It's like she's already not being like talked to or addressed, and then on top of that you can put this girl in danger during the challenge. She's like, sure, we won, but like at what cost? I lost a toe.
I appreciate her concern. I just think her delivery needs a little, considering the fact that she's in trouble. She's not really connecting the way she wished she had with more people. Mm-hmm. I understand her qualm, but I fear that her speaking up in the way that she did is just going to distance certain people more from her. That is my concern. I don't disagree with her.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about how her communicating it in the way that she communicated it is gonna potentially negatively affect her. I hope it does not.
Right.
But it's not, it doesn't look good so far. Because Tevin is like not having it.
No, Tevin's face?
I know. I was like, oh my God. I was afraid there was going to be like a break. I'm glad his back was to her, kind of.
But I also felt like she probably read the energy. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm watching and he's facing the camera. But I could have sworn she actually saw it. And she was like, I'm just going to chill on the shelter. Okay?
Yeah.
You guys go do what you want to do. And I was just like, because if she saw that, I don't know what
would have happened.
Yeah.
Like, breakout fights like that are not super common in Survivor. At least they don't show them if they do happen, right?
Yeah.
So I was nervous for her as well, but I just wish she had maybe expressed that frustration a little more to Randon, more to an ally than to everybody. Because I'm just concerned that it's going to push her even further towards the bottom. Because I'm not saying she doesn't have a point. I saw everything that she's saying. Or even if she had been able to communicate it differently, or maybe not immediately after they won, because it could have been perceived as, we won and you're still not happy type of, you know, I think Soda said something along those lines. Mm-hmm. So everything she did was, everything she felt completely valid. I understand. Mm-hmm. I just wish it to come out in a different way or at a different time. Wait till tomorrow,
Soda basically, like you said, she tries to hang back, let Venus vent, but then she's like, okay, I'm also gonna leave and also think that's totally your stuff. So she's not gonna get bogged down in that. Now we're basically with Yanu for the rest of this. Mm-hmm. And boy, is there a lot of things going on over at Yanu. So basically, the way that they're sitting at the shelter and they one by one just start leaving to where it's just Jess and Banu, and then they're like, well, it's us.
I know, so obvious. What did you think of this plan that they put upon Miss Jess?
So unnecessary. I hate this. I hate this. But it's like becoming a regular thing because shot in the dark. But so Tiffany, she's crying.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's talking about how well she did. She's crying, turns out, because she feels like she lost her cool in front of the other tribes.
Mm-hmm.
And that she might be seen now as the angry black woman. Honestly didn't see her lose her cool. Did you see a moment that could have been seen as that?
No, because when she was speaking, when she told Jeff she's just going to be quiet, everybody else was gone. So I'm just thinking that she's meaning how she was acting in the challenge. I saw her express a little bit of frustration, but the focus wasn't on her like it was on Banu when he was losing it. It was less on her. I think she was like, when blocks would fall, she was screaming in frustration. But I think the other tribe was so concentrated on what they were doing, they didn't even notice what was happening. If anybody would notice, it would be the two people on the bench, not the people in the, like, doing the challenge. I think she's okay, but it's a valid concern because she knows she's going to meet up with these people one day, and her tribe is already the smallest in numbers, so I'm sure it was a combination of a lot of things for her coming out there.
Yeah, I agree. It's wild. But that
better not happen, because I need her and, like, Soda to meet and, like, work together. Like, those are my, like, the women, I need them to meet and to work together. Like, that's what I want so badly, the most of anything, is them two to get together. Because it's rare in Survivor. It is rare that we see Black women get to play with other Black women. It's more plentiful now with this new diversity initiative, and I love it. But, like, Shan and Leona, I'm sure you watched that season. Mm-hmm. I just loved it because there's never. Like, Suri played with Michaela in Game Changers. Mm-hmm. But that was her fourth season and the first time she had another Black woman. It's insane, you know? So that's what I'm, like, giddy for.
I mean, I hope it happens. I'm also curious of what their personalities would be like together.
Yeah.
If we would mesh. So.
Yeah, because they're both, I think, huge personalities that could compete for attention, show, you know, spotlight. You're right, but I want to see how it's going to go.
Same.
I want a chance to see how it's going to go, at least.
Same. All right. So then that's when Kenzie tells Tiffany, we can't cry about this anymore. I have a plan. The plan is to make a fake idol, plant it, have Jess find it. So she thinks she's protected tonight. Then, you know, Tiffany, she tries to lead Jess to the fake idol. It's not happening,
right.
Which I figured would probably be the case. Q's like, let me handle this.
Yes. Here.
Here. You're going to be my closest ally. Don't tell anyone. And she's just like, I love that Jess is like, look, I might have ADHD and be hungry, but I'm not stupid.
They really tried to play her for a fool here. I didn't love it either, because all you have to do is make her feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And then just blindside her. The whole fake idol thing, I don't think was necessary.
No.
You know, he could have pretended like, you know, they're going to go together and vote out Kenzie with Banu or something. I don't think all that was necessary.
No, everyone looks hungry and tired right now. That's what it looks
and
like.
We don't even know what day it is. I'm not even sure what day it is, honestly. Do you? I didn't.
Okay, so this was funny to me because I think for the challenge it was day three.
Really? It has to go super fast because
I saw it say day three and I almost laughed. And then at Tribal, they're talking about going to Merge and who they want at Merge. Jeff is like, you're thinking days ahead. And I'm like, days ahead?
Days. Yes. I bet you they go, like, in the old format, I think they only went to Tribal every, like, few days. They go a lot more frequently with this 26-day game. I think, like, they merge at day 16 or something. It's like 10 days they have between merge and the end of the game. It's insane to me how fast that is, because they used to merge in the 20s, you know, like back seasons and seasons ago. It wouldn't be till the 20s that they actually even merged.
Yeah.
And they're almost done by the time, you know, that point now.
Yeah. Jeff looks a little silly of, like, you're thinking so far ahead, it's days. It's like, okay, guy. Like, okay. So, Q gives her the idol. the fake idol, Jess is like, I have to start working, which I'm so proud of her for. So basically, she tries to get Tiffany and Kenzie talking. She's like, look, let's go through the pros and cons of everyone. They basically say Bonnie was a huge con because of his emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, okay, thank you. She goes over to the men. And she's like, hey, Banu, you're in danger because you're emotional. Banu said, emotional?
Reacted emotionally in that moment. Yes, yes, Banu, look at your reaction right here. He's so dramatic, but it's like such fun TV though at the same time. Yeah, he's so over the top.
The casting people ate with him.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, he's not having it. He's like, oh, no, we have to get Kenzie out of here. Q was like, I'm going to win no matter what.
Yeah, he's fine. It ain't him. He's fine.
Q is messy, but after he plants his full seeds, he's hanging back. It's going to be very interesting to see how long he can go on for this. And then, as if everything else wasn't enough, Banu cuts himself trying to get at a coconut. So. Yeah.
I expected him to be more dramatic about that, actually.
He's like, what else can I do at this point? Defeat. So at this point, we're at Tribal. Mm-hmm. So Jess, she starts off firing. She said, yeah, me and Kenzie, we're like the smallest people here, but Kenzie could easily cut everybody because she is a social butterfly. And Kenzie's like, what?
Kenzie was not feeling what Jess had to say. I liked her response. I can't remember what it was, but I liked it.
Yeah.
Terrible, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I think Kenzie was like, okay, if we're going to just like do this, let's do this.
Do it then.
Exactly. We all know what it is. And Jess has a point. She's like, I'm not the only small girl here. And it's like, true, but also you are burnt, girl.
Mm-hmm. Hard. And I don't understand what Banu is doing this entire tribal. I'm like, just be quiet. Like, if you don't know what to say, just be quiet. And then you'll be okay. Like, I don't remember too many times that we had a Survivor 101 at Tribal Council, because Q was trying to school him as to why he was doing everything wrong, right?
Yes.
Like, I was just like, oh my god, this tribe is a hot mess.
I really thought they were going to change.
No. I'm thinking hopefully Tiff, Q, and Kenzie can make it out of this, but I'm not feeling so. It could be Shan's Tribe 2.0. It got down to her and Ricard.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm nervous for Purple. It, honestly, as long as Tiffany can survive, you know, like, she's the one I care about the absolute most on this tribe, and I want to see, like, really get to the merge and get a chance to actually play.
Agreed. Yeah. But yeah, I thought they were going to switch on Banu after Banu was talking way too much. But then when Jess played the idol, I was like, okay, there's no going back because now she's going to know Q gave her an idol, fake idol. I don't know. Everyone was doing too much. So Banu, he brings up that someone said he's too emotional, but he's like, I'm strong because of my emotions.
And I died at Q's response. But sometimes the strength is in not saying that. I love that response because he's right. Mm-hmm. Banu just says too much, you know, and he would be, I would not want to play with him at Merge unless he promised me he ain't going to say a word. Just tell Jeff you don't know. Jeff speaks to you. I don't know, Jeff. Just be quiet. Like, I don't trust him. I would not trust him at all. He ruined everything.
It's bad. So, yeah, Jeff points out that Bonnie was so forthcoming that basically he said he's aligned with everyone but Jeff.
Right. And Jeff, of course, highlighted that.
He's like, I don't think I'm tanking your game by repeating what you just said.
Right. And I think that maybe that was a little bit of a reality check for him, because you are really spilling absolutely everything.
Everyone's business on Front Street. Everyone.
He's a mess.
So, yeah, Banu, he said he's training himself to keep secrets. How, Janelle, do you train yourself?
He ain't. That was just a response that he could think of in the moment. Because I haven't seen any indication of this training, because it's not working. It's not working at all, Banu. Not at all. He just said that. He needed something to say.
Maybe that could be part of his meditation routine.
Yeah, he needs it.
Mm-hmm. Just shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
If we saw him chanting that next week, I'd lose it.
I want to win $1 million. Oh my god. So
did you watch Big Brother? You watched Big Brother 25.
Yeah.
He give you Heisen vibes a little bit.
Ooh.
A little bit. Because Tyson's a little chaotic at times. That's like, he reminds me of Heisen a little tiny bit.
A little bit, yeah. I can see where you're going with that. Q says, what if, okay, so I get what I'm saying. So Q was trying to still explain Banu's actions to him and the consequences, because he's like, what if Jess plays an idol and writes my name down after you made it clear we're all voting her tonight?
And then his response was odd. He said something like, well, I'm secure in my relationship with Jess.
Yeah! He basically said, well, then I would be good, so.
Forget you, basically. I was like, man, he's done. Like, if they lose, he's gone. Like, there ain't going to be no way they can hide it, shade it, give us a decoy plan. There's no way. He's done. So he better pray. I would vote him out.
Yes.
Maybe over Jess, because at least she don't say nothing.
Yeah, and that's what I wondered what was going to happen. But, you know, it comes down to him asking every single person. First, he turns to Kenzie. He's like, what should I vote? She said, it's your game. He said, don't do that to me, Jess! I mean, don't do that to me, Kenzie! Don't leave me!
He's Banu.
Yeah. He does the same. He literally gets up, walks over to Tiffany. It's just like, who should I vote? She said, if you stop making the block hot.
She's so irritated with these. Would you not be disappointed landing on this tribe? Like if she would have been on like the orange tribe or the green tribe, she would, I feel like, flourished. But these people, they just cannot get it together. They need to win. Yeah.
Oh my god. When she said that to him, I was like, he has to be going. He has to. And then he tries with Q. He's just like, I can't with you right now.
Right.
So basically, they go and vote. Jess still has to go. And Jess, poor thing, is not no. She is good enough to be like, all right, this is what I got to do when I'm in trouble. But once it's done, she's just up there, gone. And Jess is like, are you okay?
I'm not sure, like, what got Jess on the show. She seems like a really, really nice person.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing, like, how she got, like, there's nothing in her that I see that makes me think, like, I would pick that person to be on this show. I'm not seeing it. Other people I can see something, not her.
I need to look at her audition stuff. Honestly, I'm still happy she made it through, because I got ants eating out of her. I got her great scrambling, I would say. I'm thrilled. 10 out of 10, Jess.
I guess she served her purpose then, if people enjoy her. But yeah,
it's entertainment.
I have zero sense that she's watched the show before.
Hmm. Like, no, I think her her getting a name from the other side and then feeding it to the other so they can fight before tribal, I think that was a sure sign that she's watched.
Was that her intention, you think?
Absolutely. Okay. You don't think so?
I don't know. I'll go with what you say. I really don't know. I'm going to listen to her exit press because I'm interested to hear more about her experience and what we did not see. Did you see? I'm sorry, this is backtracking, but Jelinski said that was it?
I know.
You
know
that?
No.
She was like, no, that's a lie. No.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the thing. It's like, I think Jess owns up to everything, but she's also, I like that she's still gonna put in a fight. She's like, okay, I lost you two challenges and I'm still going to rat you out and tell your little allies you're not actually into them, Kenzie. And I'm like, there you go, Jess. Have no shame.
Right.
Fight. To the very
at least
end.
She tried. Like, I'd rather see that than somebody that just rolls over and dies, you know?
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Just wish it didn't take her dying for her to do something.
Right.
So, yeah. In the end, Jess basically says, hey, I have no calories. Like, she's like, I'm thrilled right now. Grateful for this experience, but I have no calories, so my face doesn't show it. And it's like, okay, Jess.
Like, I don't remember anybody ever saying anything like that, but she took it like a champ.
Yeah. Do you have a beautiful black moment of the episode?
I appreciate Tiffany being vulnerable and sharing why she feared the other people's perceptions of her, because they don't know her. They're the outside tribe looking into her tribe, and it's valid, because a lot of times people, that girl, you saw that girl, you saw how she acted, we can't work with her. So I appreciate her being vulnerable and sharing that moment that I know every black woman, every black person thinks about when they react in an environment like reality TV. So that's my beautiful black moment of the episode.
That's fair. I would have picked the same, so I'm going to reach for another one. Maybe Q's messiness. Q being like, here, Jess, here's this fake idol. And then him being like, but make sure you write down Kenzie.
Who likes you? Not me. Kenzie.
Kenzie. Mm-hmm. We're taking out Kenzie. So that's where we leave off with everyone. Do you have any hope of Yanu changing things around?
No, but I hope. Like, I truly don't know. It's going to depend on what the next challenge is. I think if they don't switch it up, Banu's gone.
Yeah.
I hope Green goes down next week. I'd like to see how, it would be interesting how we see Charlie and Maria, if they do hook up, which side they decide to lean towards, and why. So
yeah.
I'd like to see a shakeup and them go to tribal. Give Purple a break. Because this is going to be interesting.
Honestly, put Siga in tribal just for us having to watch Charlie and Ben have to list Taylor Swift and Metallica songs.
I was like, how did Taylor Swift infiltrate my favorite show?
How?
Like, how?
Dare you? How dare you? This has gone too far.
Yeah, I was like, man, I guess they were building up for that little game, but 100 songs in. I was like, I can't name 100 songs from any, as much, I love Beyonce. I don't know if I could name 100 songs.
You probably would be surprised if you actually
tried.
But it's like, the fact that the editors were like, we're staying on this. It's like, I have 2 hours. You gave me 2 hours and we're not eating up those minutes over Taylor Swift and Metallica.
Yeah, like, I guess they disagree.
Even Ben was like, now I have to go into Metallica's bad albums? It's like, if this is not a lead up to one of them being like at the bottom of the tribe and going next, because I was like, they're all irritated about it. Why are we watching this if it doesn't pay off to, like, actually, let's get these two men out of here?
Probably because they said the name Taylor Swift. It inspired a lot. I run a lot of Facebook fan groups.
Yeah.
And it inspired a lot of comments, because I definitely said something. I was like, how did this seep into my favorite reality show?
Yes. You know what? That's it. They were this is going to kill it with the Gen X crowd and Metallica, and then there's Taylor Swift, and we had to watch, I wonder how long that segment was. It felt a long time.
It was really long. Like, I didn't expect them to get into the hundreds.
Oh my God. Okay, do you have a chaotic bi moment at all?
Chaotic bi moment?
Mm-hmm.
Tevin?
Okay.
Kevin's reaction to Venus, him turned around before he showed us his true reaction to what she was saying. Mm-hmm. Kevin, hands down.
Kevin, did you roll over her foot on purpose? Just tell us.
Right. I would not be surprised at this point.
It was an attempted murder.
And I think he's keeping a little bit of distance from her because he's not trying to work at getting close to somebody that's going home. But you never know in this game. Because if they get that idol, and I suspect Venus will go for him or Soda.
Yeah.
Because she definitely recognizes them as the controlling forces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. I will expect nothing. My girly Katora made it far last season, and she was not in a great position on her original tribe. Right. So anything.
I love Katora. I love her. Connected with her a few times, and I loved her with you. Like, I like Katora a lot. I was rooting for her so hard. Yes. I love her story.
I love Katora.
Yeah.
We have plans of her coming back for the Love is Blind finale.
Yes! I wish I don't watch that show, but maybe I'll still tune in.
Yeah.
I love her, and I like your content, though. That doesn't bother me.
Thank you. I have so many pictures, so you can feel like you're already watching the show as we talk about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all for this episode. Janelle, where can people follow you?
I'm just Janelle Michaud on everything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, talking about reality TV, podcasting about the shows that I enjoy when anybody has me on. Like you said, covering Exit Press for BB Can 12 this season, so I'm really excited about that. Well, that's where you can find me.
Nice. And as usual, guys, I'm Nikki Bernice across socials, but more importantly, please follow Black by Reality across socials so you can always keep up with what we're doing. I'm going to continue talking about Survivor and having more guests. The Traitors finale is coming up
tomorrow.
So it might just be me talking for the first time about that. I went through so many guests for the whole season. And then other than that, like I said, Love is Blind finale. So many things wrapping up. It'll just be Survivor for a second. So that's all, baddies. Bye.
Bye, guys.